The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
It is better to give than receive. We keep telling ourselves as we do the last minute dash to find something, anything to put under the tree. Still, it's better to give than receive because you get to see someone else's face light up or at least feign appreciation for your thoughtfulness. Of course, there is controversy surrounding even the selfless act of giving, like whether re-gifting is cool or not. That seems to me to be more about receiving said gift in the spirit in which it was given. It's the spirit of giving that Simon Fraser University business professor Judy Sikowski would have us think about, especially the practice of buying gifts throughout the year and storing them in a gift closet, which she unceremoniously refers to as gift hoarding. She equates stocking up on random gifts as cheapening the process in much the same way that fast food degrades eating out. Say what now? In an online survey conducted for the Journal of Consumer Marketing, Professor Sikowski and her colleague from the Copenhagen Business School found 77% of 111 respondents squirrel away random gifts and gifts which they themselves had received but didn't want to be later wrapped and given out for Christmas, birthdays, bar mitzvahs, housewarmings, you name it. All but 11 of those surveyed were women, most over 45, and what they stored were books, games, electronics, perfume, and whatnot, earmarked for friends, grandchildren, and relatives, not spouses. Rather than applauding the foresight of the women who seem to have taken the Boy Scouts' motto to heart, always be prepared, Professor Grinch concludes that the storing of gifts could affect the symbolic value and ultimately the development of social ties. Carrie Macbeth, a Van City lifestyle and entertainment expert, counters, just because you bought it in June doesn't mean you're not thinking about the recipients. Besides, she says, how do you complain about getting a gift? That's a rhetorical question, by the way. I hope you get something nice this year. My name's Cal Coat, bearing the gift of music. Thanks for making us a part of your celebrations. Join us for a Christmas mix that's around the world and out of this world. Plus, the Canadian First Lady of the Fiddle, Natalie McMaster, drops by to toast a Celtic family Christmas. New York's Tribecistan sets the festive beat with Little Drummer Boy Chick. From Cole again, Merry Christmas from World Beat Canada.
as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid plans that we made, walking in the winter wonderland.
An American pop idol and friend to mafia thugs, that was Vic Damone, along with Mark Barrett doing the remix. Future Loop Foundation is the name of his project, and Winter Wonderland. Before that, we heard Tribecistan from a great little Christmas album. I highly recommend it. It's called Cole Again and Little Drummer Boychick. It seems like a rite of passage for artists to attempt a Christmas album. All of them are not successful. But Sultans of String, who are Juno Award winners, multiple Juno Award winners, you can count on for delivering the goods. Their new album is called Christmas Caravan. And we're going to feature a couple of tracks inspired and infused with global music for the season. Here is Turkish Greensleeves from Sultans of String and Christmas Caravan on World Beat Canada. Thank you.
It's the beat in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Certainly not too early to be thinking about New Year's Eve. You can get ready for 2018 with Mellow Productions' New Year's Eve Glitz and Glamour Gala, featuring 8 DJs spinning the best in top 40 funk, Latin, old school, and Caribbean on 4 dance floors. That, of course, is Sunday, December 31st at the Hilton Vancouver Metrotown. For tickets and information, check out mellowproductions.net. Looking into the crystal ball and gazing at what's coming up in the new year, it is Fiesta de la Reyes, featuring Rio Samaya, Los Duendes, and Breaking Boundaries, three great local Latin acts, on January 6th, all for just $12. And that is at the fabulous Fairview Pub, 898 West Broadway. February 17th, the Chutzpah Festival presents Troker from Mexico at the Rickshaw. If Salvador Dali ever made a heist movie, then Mexico's Troker would have been the soundtrack. A hard groove blend of jazz, funk, DJ scratch, and mariachi tradition from their homeland. More about that in the days and weeks to come. And Gogol Bordello bring their Gypsy Mayhem to the Commodore Ballroom on two nights, the 18th of February and the 19th of February. Pre-sale tickets are available now. They always sell out. That's why they put them over two nights. So do yourself a favor and get your tickets early for what is bound to be an amazing show. And February 23rd at the Wise Hall, a presentation of the Rickshaw. It's the return of Seattle's Polyrhythmics with guest Coco Jaffro. Thanks for making us a part of your holiday celebrations. This is World Beat Canada, and we take to the air at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio at CIRH Radio, roundhouseradio.com. Back with our Christmas caravan from Sultans of String and another great track featuring a voice that you're sure to be familiar with, Feliz Navidad and Come On People Sing. That's next. I'm Cal Coat.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Outside the weather's cold, but our hearts are warm. So let us sing together, taking shelter from the storm. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Cuba, You've discovered the beat of the world on Worldbeat Canada Radio.
Said you, Santa Claus. Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas children, but I pause because hanging my stocking, I can hear him knocking. Is it you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out, just my blackened jaws. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit. Is it you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Cold winds are howling, could that be growling? My legs feel like straw. My, my, oh me, my, kindly will you reply? Said you, Santa Claus. I can hear him knocking. Is it you, Santa Claus? Hey there, who is it? Stopping for a visit. Is it you, Santa Claus? Oh, Santa, you give me a scare. Now stop teasing. Can't explain why I'm shaking this way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll give to the cars. One peek, I'll try there. Oh, oh, there's an eye there. Say you, Santa Claus. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Cold winds are howling, could it be growling? My legs feel like straw. My, my, oh me, my, kinda will you reply? Is that you? Is that you? Is that you, Santa Claus? Something spicy tonight. Some Zatarain's would be alright. I'll give you something sweet, some cookies and milk. And I'll be wearing satin silk. Say you, Santa Claus.
Christmas cooking, New Orleans style. From an album called Putumayo Presents New Orleans Christmas. That was Ingrid Lucia. And is that you, Santa Claus? Often associated with Louis Armstrong, who had a hit with it in 1953. This year, Sarah Aroeste has released a new album of holiday music from a Ladino standpoint. Ladinos are the Jewish people of Spanish heritage from the Iberian Peninsula, the Moorish influence. Her new album is called Together, or En Juntos, and here is one for Hanukkah. It's called Bailamos, another debut just for you from Worldbeat Canada.
Bailamos en cercos.
Probably one of my favorite contemporary Christmas albums of all time, Bella Fleck and the Flecktones' Jingle All the Way, and the incredible bass work of Victor Wooten doing the chords on Linus and Lucy from originally the Vince Guaraldi Trio and, of course, the Peanuts Christmas special. Speaking of special, someone very special is dropping by next. No, it's not Santa Claus. And yes, she is way prettier. It is the First Lady of the Canadian Fiddle, Natalie McMaster. Thanks for joining us for this sleigh ride on the global side. It is World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coote. Christmas traditions grow tall and strong like Christmas trees. Canada's first family of the fiddle, Natalie McMaster and Donald Leahy, invite you to share in a few of their favorites through their gift of music. The album is A Celtic Family Christmas, and Natalie is on the line for the holidays. How are you, Natalie?
I'm just great.
So where does the family call home these days? Are you still in Cape Breton? No.
No, I haven't been in Cape Breton in 15 years, and settled in a little town called Duro, a little farming town in about 2 hours east of Toronto.
So, and still four kids?
Oh gosh, we've got our seventh on the way.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
Wow, okay, so there's Mary Frances, she's the oldest, right?
Yep.
And then Michael and Claire, Julia.
Alec, Sadie, and new baby.
Wow, congratulations to you two.
Thank you.
That's a wonderful blessing. Hey, people probably think it's natural for Christmas time that you folks gather around the tree and rosin up your bows and play music, but what other kinds of holiday traditions do you share?
We're on tour right now, as I am probably about 70 or 80% of the time in December.
Yeah.
We're gone, so we usually do things a little later. We're getting home for a couple of days, the 20th and 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Already the kids have started deciding what they're going to bake. Usually we all spend a few hours just putting some goodies in the freezer.
All right.
Decorating the house. You know, we always get a tree ourselves. Janelle takes the kids out to the woods and gets a tree. And that's always, they love that. They just love that. And mind you, it's never a very good tree. But it's the experience of getting it.
Yeah.
Every year I think, oh, I'd just like to buy one.
Yeah.
Because they're nicely shaped.
That sounds idyllic. You know, I remember my dad, he absolutely insisted on going out and farming his own tree and bringing it home. And then he'd have to use a little bit of fishing line like on the top to keep it from flopping over like a Charlie Brown tree.
Gosh, I hear you. I hear you. We've done a few maneuvers like that too. We always go to Mass, where, you know, to celebrate the birth of the Lord.
Of course.
And, you know, St. Nicholas arrives sometime in the wee hours.
Yeah.
The kids are hilarious. They get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So excited. We're like, you guys, you're not allowed up till 5.
Yeah.
You're not allowed up till 5. So they go back to bed half hour later. Is it 5 o'clock yet?
Oh.
You know, just the whole night, they're waking up, running to the bed. Six of them individually, you know, just saying, is it time? Is it time yet? So it's always a sleepless night.
Yeah, but a magical time for the kids. So.
A magical time, it really is. My gosh, I think of the work and efforts and energy that my parents put into Christmas for us. You don't realize it when you're a kid. You just take, and it's a joy. And then when you're older, you know, you realize that you have to pass that on, so then it requires the giving part, you know, where you work to make the home nice and clean, and you make good meals, and the decorating and the preparation for gifts and all those things, they take so much energy.
Well, Natalie, I was going to ask you that. I mean, is there anything distinct to Cape Breton that you do at this time of year which has been passed down to you from your families?
Not really, other than by way of food.
Yeah.
You know, when I say not really, I assume that all the things I just listed which were passed down to me are common for everyone.
Yeah, I think
not
probably.
Not specific to Cape Breton.
Yeah.
But just food. There's a few, couple little Cape Breton things. My mom makes tweed squares, and that seems to be a Cape Breton thing.
Okay.
She also makes oat cakes. That seems to be particular to Cape Breton. But other than that, I can't think of anything that's...
Hey, A Celtic Family Christmas, it gives us your special arrangements of Christmas classics. As you were working out the arrangements, were there any signs that maybe some of these standards were originally rooted in folk tunes?
Never crossed my mind. You know, it's funny. I'm not much of a historian when it comes to music in general, and in particular my own music. I mean, I know that it's Scottish and it came over when the settlers came over in the mid-1700s, and that's about all I know.
Yeah.
I'm always just more interested in melodies. I never ask, where do they come from? What are they rooted in? I just either like them or I don't. Maybe a lack of my interest in that whole Mass music thing. I never got the Mass part of it.
Yeah. I hear you. Merry Christmas to you and yours. We're spending a few moments with Natalie McMaster, joining in A Celtic Family Christmas. Get in the know. Subscribe to their newsletter at the homepage, which is natalieanddonald.com. It looks, you mentioned this actually, that you folks are on tour right now. You have a final show in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. That's really something I'm particularly really excited about. Yeah.
And you mentioned that, logistically, well, especially at this time, if you're spending the whole month pretty much on tour, it must be kind of difficult on your family life, is it?
No, it is awesome.
Really?
It is awesome. All our kids are with us. I just go to bed every night so thankful that we are able to pick up as a family in one big unit and travel together. And I realize more and more as people who have gone before me tell me how great it is just having all your kids under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
Just we're all together and we're playing music together and we're working together. We do school out here on the road. We keep our practicing up out here on the road. We do shows. We share in the hardship of that, and we also share in the joy of that, which is, you know, going to the pool every day at the hotel and seeing the odd museum or some special fancy hotel or whatever it might be that turns the kids on, you know.
Well, you know, it's those family road trip moments that always remind me of my childhood, you know. So I think that's a real cool thing that you can do it under the guise of a working tour.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, just before we left on tour, I mean, you have to have enough home time for you to appreciate the road life.
Yeah.
If we're gone all the time, it's awful. And that has happened to me before, too, where you're just gone too much. But we were home for the better part of 3 months before this tour, and Danelle and I worked like crazy at home too, and just before we were, Danelle's a farmer as well, so just before we were leaving the tour, we were saying to each other, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get out on the road, do shows so we can get a break, because when we're home, it's meals, it's driving kids here and there, and it's schedules, you know, it's farm work, all those other things, and that's all gone out the window when you get on that tour bus.
You know, you just remind me that I've been putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable the whole time. It's Donnell, right? It's not Donald. I'm so sorry.
Donald is a common name in Celtic culture, too.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
Donnell's name comes from his mother. His mother is a Cape Bretoner, and her last name was Mac Donnell.
Oh, of course,
Julie
right.
Mac Donnell.
Yeah.
So they named Donnell, you know, after her last name.
Sure.
Well, the very best wishes to mother and child, and to the rest of the family, of course. And you've been very generous with your time. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. You can't go wrong with a Christmas medley. So let's hear this group from a Celtic family Christmas on the way out. Is there anything you can tell us about this arrangement?
Well, we had quite a time putting this particular arrangement together because it's really five pieces in one. And it's five little Christmas songs that are tucked together into one medley, as it says. And it was a bit of wrestling and juggling, and it was very exciting putting together when you'd find, you know, two tunes that were totally unrelated, how you could make them blend together nicely in a medley, you know, especially when you're going from different tempo changes. So I'm really pleased with how it turned out. We actually are playing it every night for the last 2 weeks as we're on tour in America here.
Thank you.
Christmas medley from A Celtic Family Christmas. And as it turns out, there is not much difference between a Celtic Christmas and everybody else in Canada, except it seems to involve more children. I think so. My thanks and Merry Christmas to Natalie McMaster and Donald Leahy and the whole McMaster-Leahy clan for giving us that gift of music on this Christmas special from World Beat Canada to Zululand for Jingle Bell Rock. That's next. I'm Cal Coote.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing have bushes of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. A mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle and the jingle feet. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
Out of many cultures, infinite musical possibilities, and only one radio program to give voice to them all. Expand your horizons. You're moving to the sound of a better world. World Beat Canada. We'll be right back.
Christmas down Hawaii way. Here's Santa in a red canoe. Soon as he gives his toys away, he'll do his Santa hula for you. No reindeer, not a sleigh in sight. A snowflake hasn't got a chance. Down here beneath the cocoa palms, watch Santa do his hula dance. He wears red pants and a coconut hat. Nothing in between because it's cooler like that. A flower lay, no pillow at all. It's all him and it's not small. Christmas down Hawaii way, the temperature is 72. Christmas where it's bright and gay, and Santa does the hula for you. Because it's cooler like that. A flower lay, no pillow at all. It's all him and it's not small. Christmas down Hawaii way, the temperature is 72. Christmas where it's bright and gay, and Santa does the hula for you. And Santa does the hula for you.
Ah, the jolly fat man letting it all hang out for Christmas time in Hawaii. From an album called Christmas Songs from Hawaii, that is Hilo Hattie and Santa's Hula. Before that, the nimble fingers of Vancouver's own Mike Beddoes and the Falcons, bringing us some cool hula-style slide guitar for Silent Night. But leave the radio on, because we still have some halls that need some serious decking. We'll get that done with Cuba L.A. Deck the Halls from World Beat Canada. Season's greetings from World Beat Canada, from our family to your family. Next time, it is a countdown of the top 10 albums of contemporary global music that we've had the pleasure of getting acquainted with this year. Bird gets the last word. That's right, Charlie Parker, remixed by King Kuba for the Christmas Remixed Album 2 from 6 Degrees. But this from Calvin Coolidge, who said, "Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas."
Communications.